Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as with you, enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, I want to talk to all of the conspiracy deniers. You know the great confliction is the conjecture with these people is their hypocrisy, Romans 1:18 is. The same people that say their conspiracy theories are the ones that they say, or should I say, the ones that do say, they don't believe the media that's giving them the information. But when you tell them the truth, they deny the truth, and they listen to the ones that they said they didn't believe in. How does that work? Well, that works for tyrants. It adds strength to tyranny on a daily basis. Why? Because all tyrannical, totalitarian, authoritarian governments operate on deception. All of them. That's the only way that they get away with what they get away with. And it goes back to Saul Alinsky, folks. Convey to the people that you have more power than you really have. Okay, don't ever tell them that. That's our great secret. Get them to believe our lie. Let's get them to succumb to fear. That's why we continuously inundate them with things that will cause the fear of consequence and the fear of man, which brings about a snare, right? We talked about that. But we're going to talk about this in just a little bit here. Because, again, I want to confront all of the conspiracy deniers with the eyewitnesses. And what am I talking about? Yesterday I had brought up, and the day before I had brought up, all of these eyewitnesses that were completely suppressed by the government and the mainstream media back in 1963 after John F. Kennedy's assassination. They were all censored. And I shared with you yesterday, there's documentaries done by foreigners that told you that this was a coup d'etat, a government takeover, and it was. They were the ones that had to come into America and tell you what was going on during that particular time. Well, one of the documentaries actually highlighted the fact that over 400 people died during the assassination. Eyewitnesses, those that were going to expose the conspiracy for what it was. And there is a reason that 81% of you still say that you don't believe the Warren Commission report. Of course not. That's the foxes sitting in the chicken coop driving the narrative. What you're going to see today is these eyewitnesses telling you exactly what they've seen. And it counters everything that the Warren Commission and the mainstream media told you during that particular time. Which, by the way, constitutes and defines a conspiracy. This is not difficult. So we're going to get to that in just a minute. I'm looking forward to it because I don't have just one, two, three, four, five. I have like 10 videos of actual eyewitnesses. Some of them even were under assassination plots. One of them got shot in the head 2 days after he gave his report to the FBI as to what he said. Doesn't anybody think that's a little conspiratorial? I would say so. I would totally say so. Folks, I'm going to get to that in just a moment here. Constitution Party, we are going to be in Missouri. Friday speakers will be October 20th. That will be me. One of them will be. Joe Miller will be there as well. The main speaker, keynote speaker, is General Michael Flynn, and I'm showing you this for a reason, and there's others on here as well. If you'd like to go ahead and take a look at that on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, sonsoflibertymedia.com and or beforeitsnews.com. Beforeitsnews.com. We'd love to see you there. This will be in Missouri. Go ahead and copy that flyer on screen. By the way, if you want to call in, you can. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. Okay, true that. We follow the Christ here. Okay, so let's get going here, folks. And one more time, 1-866, if at any time you want to weigh in, because I'm going to hold to the course on this show today, as promised, because I've been talking about it for the last, three, four shows now, and I've never gotten to it because I'm trying to keep everybody abreast as to what's going on in their world. Okay? So what I want to do is I want to go over to here, over to Jeremiah 11:9. What does it say? Scripture. The infallible word of God. There's a conspiracy among the people of Judah and those who live in Jerusalem. When you look to conspiracy in the Bible, right? Remember, God is not a man that he should lie. But those solidified words, etched in stone and birthed in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, tells us in Acts 2:23, verse 13, do you remember when there was a conspiracy against Paul? Yeah, remember the 40? They weren't going to eat anything until they actually killed Paul. Yeah, that's called a conspiracy. When you go to 2 Kings 12:20, what does it say? And his servants arose and made a conspiracy and slew Joash in the house of Milo, which goeth down to Silla. Okay? Then we go to 2 Kings 15:15. What does it say? And the rest of the acts of Shalom and his conspiracy which he made, behold, they are written in the book of the Chronicles of the kings of Israel. Then we go to Jeremiah 11:9. I already highlighted that one. Going back to 2 Kings 14:19. Now they made a conspiracy against him in Jerusalem, and he fled to Lachish. But they sent after him to Lachish and slew him there. 2 Samuel 15:12. And Absalom sent for Ahithophel, the Gilonite, David's counselor, from his city, even Gilo, which he had offered sacrifices. And the conspiracy against David was strong. Conspiracies are very much alive today. Hey, folks, look what's going on in the world today. All eyes on Israel. All eyes on Israel. All eyes that direction. Forget about what just happened in Maui. Forget about them trying to disarm you. More distractions in federal government right now trying to come up with a new Speaker of the House. Folks, it's all around you. It's all distraction. They want your eyes on what's going on over in a third world country the same way I've told you 1,000 times before, as you are the ones that are under attack. Did you know that you're being infiltrated right now by illegals? Did you know brand new today that terrorists in a mass amount are being stopped at the borders? I mean, Americans, remember, we've been told by the government and the mainstream media for 20-some years now, 22 years, that we've been under attack by terrorists. And yet the government is the one alluring these people into your country. Oh, I wish people would pay attention to our forefathers who said, if tyranny or oppression ever come into this country, it will come in the guise of fighting a foreign enemy. Hey, folks, 2 Kings 15:30, 2 Chronicles 25:27, Ezekiel 22:25, and going back to 2 Kings 17:4 again, and the king of Assyria found a conspiracy in Hosea. Folks, conspiracies are very real, and we're going to come back to one in just a moment here. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Again, eyewitnesses, you're going to see for yourself.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on sonsoflibertymedia.com.
With fall just around the corner and people settling down from their summertime vacations and activities, now is the perfect time to schedule an event with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. If you're an avid listener of the Sons of Liberty radio show and find yourself saying, I wish my friends and family could hear this message, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and members of our community that need to hear this convicting message of truth and be moved to action to make a difference with all the issues we are facing in America today. So if you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. Now is the perfect time to set up fall and winter events at your local church, Patriot Group, community center, school, or more. So give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747 and start making a difference in your world today.
America is in ruins. The globalist Great Reset is here. Enough of the candy-coated, seeker-friendly nonsense. Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper where we take on the tough issues. We cover things your pastor wouldn't touch if his life depended on it. Actually, your life depends on it. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com. It's time you get the truth.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage, and you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Folks, I just wanted to let you know that we're supposed to be in Phoenix 14th, 15th, and 16th Constitutional Convention. This will be in Brighton, Missouri. Chandler Place just got picked up on two more dates this morning. That will be in Minnesota. Looking for another date there as well. And then Grace Bible Church in St. Clair, Michigan, and KPAC, Michigan as well. So, Michigan, we're coming your way again. Looking forward to it. As I say, I have more family in Michigan than I do here in the state of Minnesota. So let's get to this, and I'm looking forward to this because this is craziness, folks. It really is. Because what I want to do today is I want to show you what has been concealed for 60 years. November 22nd, 1963 of this year, it will be 60 years that your government has concealed, censored, suppressed, and silenced eyewitnesses. Why are they letting them out today? Why did your government, and I want to put this in the place of one question mark to all those conspiracy deniers. Now, you get a bad taste in your mouth because of those lunatics out there. I get it. But I'll tell you what. The eyewitnesses are the one telling you in this particular case. Who better to identify a crime, or in this case, an assassination of a president, more than the eyewitnesses? And why were they silenced? Why were they shut down and denied? Folks, I'm here to tell you today exactly why. Why deniers of conspiracies, the question is, why did your government tell you that they're not going to release the information until 2025? Hello. Hello. And again, I'm talking to people that say they don't believe the media, and then when you tell them it's a conspiracy with eyewitnesses, they still say, ah, nah, I don't believe that. Well, who told you not to believe it? You're believing the lie, and no wonder why they lie, because they know how to lie better than you, conspiracy deniers know how to tell the truth. That's a fact. I'm going to play half of this video, and then I'm going to start kicking off these eyewitnesses. Folks, they're short videos, 1 to 2 minutes each. Each one of them has something to say, very specific. It's not just the Kennedy assassination, where he was shot, eyewitnesses seeing the shooter, so on and so forth, but it was also the cop that was killed, Tippett, during that particular time that are eyewitnesses was as well. Yesterday, I had played the mistress of LBJ's little cabinet, his second family, as she calls it, and she came forward and told you, and she told the world, that LBJ knew 2 weeks before the assassination that Kennedy was never going to embarrass him again. And he also told his mistress, friends, and I'm going to play this for you, he also told his mistress, friends, that he knew, that she knew of who the conspirators were, and she said they were oil people and they were in the CIA. Of course. RFK Jr. will tell you this, friends. Robert Kennedy suspected it right off the bat. So let's listen to what this lady has to say first and foremost, the mistress of LBJ, and I'm just going to play a moment of it for you.
She walks across a plaza in Dallas that holds one of the darkest secrets in our history and brings to light an ugly nightmare.
Lyndon Johnson told me, because he was angry, that after that day, that the Kennedys would never embarrass him again. That was no threat.
After that day, it wasn't a threat, it was a promise.
Born Madeline Brown says the unthinkable, that Vice President Lyndon Johnson knew of the doom awaiting President Kennedy even before an assassin's bullet found its mark.
What did Lyndon Johnson tell you about the Kennedys? What were his thoughts?
Oh, he hated them with a passion. They were stumbling blocks to him. He had always sought the presidency of the United States, and John Kennedy definitely had become a stumbling block to him.
Madeline Brown is a woman acknowledged in many circles as a long-term mistress of the late President Johnson's and mother of his illegitimate son, Stephen.
I was his mistress, but actually I was his other family. We were just the hidden family that Steve and I never did.
Okay, we were just the hidden family. She says we were just the hidden family. Okay, she was the hidden family. Well, if he's committing adultery on his wife, what do you suppose he's doing to the country? I mean, can you make this kind of stuff up? You really can't. You really can't.
This is
I want to first go to this woman. Her name is Jean Hill. She was right next to the car when the assassination took place. And again, these are videos. These are eyewitnesses that are being released, mass released online right now. And they're being released, folks, 60 years later. And there's still people that are saying, there's 19% of the population that say, you know what, we believe the media. It doesn't line up with their confession. But check this out, folks. This is Jean Hill. Let's listen to what she has to say.
Jean Hill of Dallas, could you tell us what you saw?
Yes, Mary and I had come down to see the president this morning, and we tried to get a place where we could be away from everyone, and we, I guess, succeeded as the car came down the hill toward us. He was on our side of the street, and the president and Mrs. Kennedy were in the back seat. Had a little dog between them looking at it. And just as the car came right in line with us, the president looked up. And just as he looked up, 2 shots rang out. And he grabbed his chest, and this real odd look came over his face, and he pitched forward onto her lap.
We've seen
and
this.
She said
we pitched forward.
Jumped up over him at that, and screamed and said, "My God, he's been shot." There was just an instantaneous, sort of an instant pause, and the motorcade, it momentarily halted, and 3 or 4 more shots rang out, and they sped away real quickly. And
okay, so it was 2 shots, and then there was 3 or 4 more shots, okay? Put that together, folks. Put it together, because it's not what we're being told at all by the mainstream media. These are eyewitnesses to the assassination.
Down there shooting, and it hadn't registered. I'd been so busy looking at the president.
So you were in a very advantageous spot to see the president.
To see the president, but also to get shot.
How do you feel now? It's been several hours later, and you've talked to the police, and you've given your story several times. Do you still believe that something like this really did happen to you?
I don't think I ever could have believed it unless I had actually seen it. And when I saw the look come across his face, I knew that he'd been hit. So but I don't think I could have believed it if I hadn't been right there and seen, hadn't seen it.
Well, you're going to have to talk to the FBI now, and I understand you have some home chores as well.
Okay, so she's now going to go talk to the FBI. Okay, now I want you to contemplate that for this next witness, who after giving his testimony to the FBI, do I let the cat out of the bag here? Do I divulge this information? No, I'm going to let you hear what he tells this interviewer 60 years later after he was interviewed by the FBI. Just listen carefully to what he says.
Mr. Reynolds, where are you employed?
At the Giant Reynolds Motor Company.
And were you working there on November 22nd, 1963?
Yes, sir.
Okay, really quick, I want to say something to somebody on social media platforms. If they're being interviewed by the media, they can't be trusted. Ma'am, or sir, or whoever you are, this is my point. And first and foremost, it's a different time area. This is 60 years ago when people told the truth. But it shows you that the conspiracy within the government to control, to create a new order, has been strong for decades in this country. Okay. Think about the present media, but don't compare them to the investigative reporters back in the 60s, because this man that's doing the interviewing here, friends, is an investigative reporter, and he could have easily lost his life for what he did here. Now listen carefully to the man that's being interviewed, Warren Reynolds, giving his testimony after giving information to the FBI. Again, listen carefully.
How close is the used car lot, which you work, to the scene of the Tippit killing?
One block.
Were you there at about 1 o'clock on the 22nd?
Yes, sir.
And then what happened? What did you see? What did you hear?
He keeps looking at the camera.
We were listening to the radio about the assassination, and we heard these shots, and we ran out on this porch, and we saw this gunman running up the street, and I followed him for a block until I lost him. And then I was going back to the used car lot.
Okay, he heard the gunshot. He chased the gunman for over a block. You never heard a word from the mainstream media on this guy. His name is Warren Reynolds. Okay, listen carefully.
And this policeman stopped me and asked me what had happened. And I told him that I had seen this man with the gun, and I had followed him, and I lost him. So he took the description and my name and stuff like that. And while I was talking to him, some television camera was taking the pictures. And after that, I went on back to the used car lot.
Were you questioned by agents of the Federal Bureau of Investigation or the United States Secret Service during November 1960?
Okay, I'm going to come right back to Warren Reynolds' testimony in a moment, friends, but I want you to understand what took place after November 22nd, 1963, and what we're doing with the eyewitnesses that were censored for over 60 years is we're confronting conspiracy deniers. Okay, we're confronting them because they've got to be out of their mind to go ahead and deny the eyewitnesses and take it for the government's word. Okay, we'll be right back. Sons of Liberty.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Steve Scalise said, focusing on the needs of America, bigger than any personal vendettas House Republicans may have with one another. He announced at a conference meeting last night he would be pulling out of the Speaker of the House race after a full day of meetings with fellow Republicans. The Biden administration arranging charter flights to help Americans leave Israel as the country is at war with Hamas. The United States and Qatari governments halting a deal that would have granted Iran $6 billion in humanitarian aid. The European Union issuing warnings to Meta and X regarding the dissemination of what they call disinformation following the Hamas attack on Israel. These social media companies have 24 hours to provide their strategies for getting rid of online terrorist content. Corey Myers, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
Need answers? Try our interactive tax assistant on irs.gov/ITA. Simply select your tax questions, provide your information, and it gives you answers. Also, check our help and resources page and try our online tax map. 5,000 tax topics from A to Z. Plus, you can access forms, publications, in a variety of formats.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. I'm unveiling right now information. I'm divulging information that has been concealed for over 60 years. For some reason or another, there's been a mass media download of all these eyewitnesses, and there's a whole mess of them that are giving you their eyewitness accounts of the assassination of John F. Kennedy. And it's interesting as well, folks, that it completely counters what the mainstream media tells. Many of these interviews and many of these eyewitnesses were completely ignored by the Warren Commission. But again, consider who was on the Warren Commission, folks. The individuals that John F. Kennedy just got done firing, namely the head of the CIA, okay, and others that hated Kennedy. It's embarrassing what the American people put up with. When you look at Isaiah 59, it tells us, I believe it's in verse 14, not only is judgment turned backwards, but the truth fell in the streets. You know, the truth didn't fall in the streets, folks. The people let it fall in the streets because they didn't mandate or demand accountability after this assassination. Even when Lady Bird and the mistress of LBJ came out and told the world who was responsible for what was going on. And she was told that, you know who these conspirators are, these assassins were, they're oil people and they're the CIA. Of course. Of course. Folks, you know, that's a whole other show within itself. But when you talk about the CIA, remember what Truman said. He would have had nothing to do with the CIA back in 47 had he known that they were the American version of the Gestapo. That's exactly who they are. And now they're driving the same narrative. Do you know, and I get a lot of people watching right now, do you know that over 94% of all your information coming from the mainstream media is all a controlled propaganda narrative? All of it. And that's why big tech is censoring illegally. And folks, if free speech is your bulwark to liberty, you better get busy because they're still suppressing free speech. Okay? We're going to get back to this. This is Warren Reynolds. He was the eyewitness to the shooting of Dallas police officer J.D. Tippit. Okay? J.D. Tippit. Now, listen to what happened after he was interviewed. Now, what he's already told us up to this point is he told us that he saw the shooter and he chased him for over a block. Okay? Catching up.
We were questioned by FBI agents or Secret Service agents during December 1963.
No, sir.
Were you questioned by FBI agents or Secret Service agents during January 64?
Yes, sir, I was.
When was that, sir?
That was on January the 21st. Two agents come out and they talked to me and asked me what I had seen. And I told them, and they showed me three pictures.
You were questioned by agents of the FBI on January 21st, 64. Then what happened?
Two days after that, as I was close enough to use car lock one night, when I went downstairs to turn off the lights, some gunman was hidden down there and he shot me.
Okay, so I just want to commentate because people are coming in, okay? There's a lot of people watching and listening right now. This is Warren Reynolds. He was an eyewitness to the shooting of Dallas police officer J.D. Tippit. Okay? He was ignored until January. Then he was questioned by the FBI, an unconstitutional agency, under J. Edgar Hoover, by the way, who was a sodomite, Leviticus 18:22, and he hated the Kennedys. Okay? Same thing with Martin Luther King Jr. That was a first-hand experience on my behalf as well. But notice that he was ignored until January. And then when he gave his testimony to two FBI agents, 2 days later when he was closing up his used shop, his used car sales lot, he said a gunman came out of nowhere and shot him in the head.
Me, through the glasses, and right here, and the bullet lodged right over here.
Mr. Reynolds, who knew about your questioning by the FBI between the time that you were actually questioned by them and the time that you were shot 2 days later?
Just friends and, of course, my family.
The commission concluded on page 663 of its report that it was wild speculation for anyone to think that there might have been a connection between the fact that you were shot in January and the fact that you observed the gunman flee from the Tippit scene.
Okay, so you heard from another one.
Five words.
You know what the problem is, folks? It didn't line up with the narrative. They tried to kill him. Anybody think that's a little odd? Okay, so let's go over to Aquila Clemens. She was the witness to the shooting of Dallas police officer J.D. Tippit, and we're going to get back over to the JFK assassination as well. And if you haven't seen the pictures after the assassination of JFK, they all ran towards the grassy knoll. Okay? I'm not trying to convince you of nothing here. I'm trying to convince you that you've been lied to, if anything, and I'm bringing the eyewitnesses to share with you the truth of the matter, in which were completely censored and silenced for over 60 years. That should be pretty concerning for everybody in this country. Just think how much worse it is today. So let's get over to this one. Aquila Clemens, a witness to the shooting of Dallas police officer J.D. Tippit. Remember, they blamed Oswald for this as well. Now listen carefully to the details.
Where were you on November 22nd, 1963?
I was working for Miss Smotherman, 327 East 10th, just down the block from where Tippit was killed.
Did you know Officer Tippit?
Yes, I saw him. Met pretty many times.
And did you hear the shots?
Yes, I heard the shots.
And what did you do?
I ran out into the street and looked down the street and I ran back down the street where he was lying, and I looked at him.
She ran after the shooter.
When you heard the shots, and you went out of the house, did you see a man with a gun?
Yes, I did.
What was he doing?
Oh, he was reloading it. When I said he was reloading his gun.
And how would you describe that man?
Well, he's kind of chunky.
Chunky.
He's kind of heavy. Wasn't a good...
Kind of chunky. Kind of heavy. Does that sound like the description of Oswald? Nope, it doesn't. Hey, folks. Just playing videos and audios for you concerning the eyewitnesses to the assassination of police officer J.D. Tippit and John F. Kennedy Jr. That's all I'm doing. These have all been censored for the last 60 years. Now they're easily accessible. Why? Because the assassins, the conspirators, they're all dead now. You know, it's interesting, LBJ's mistress was asked the question, so in 2025, when this is released to the public, what are they going to find? You know what his mistress said? They're going to find nothing. They're going to find nothing. Well, just think about it, friends. We're dealing with the posterity of those conspirators, period. You think things are getting better or are they getting worse? Nope. And because we haven't dealt with and demanded the truth in the assassination of John F. Kennedy, that's why it's continued over and over and over again. Davidian Branch, Oklahoma City bombing, Ruby Ridge, September 11th, Mandalay Bay shooting. I mean, the list goes on. And it goes on and it goes on. It stops when the people put a stop to it, and not until then. Let's go on with Aquila Clemens.
Good man.
Was he tall or short?
He was kind of short guy.
Short and heavy.
Yes.
Was there any other man there?
Yes, one on the side of the street. All I know, he told him to go.
Mrs. Clemens, the man who had the gun, did he make any motion at all to the other man across the street?
No more, I told him to go.
Well, he waved his hand and said, go on. And then what happened with the man with the gun?
He unloaded and reloaded.
She said he was heavy set.
Man kept going straight down the street.
And then did they go in opposite directions?
Yes, they were. They weren't together. They went this way from each other. The one down the shooting went this way. Other went straight down past the street that way.
What was the man who did not do the shooting, but the man who went in the other direction from the man with the gun? What was he wearing, if you remember?
Well, I said I remember him. It looked like khakis and a white shirt.
Khakis and a white shirt.
He was tall.
And was he heavy or thin?
He was thin.
But the one who did the one who had the gun, seconds after Tippit was shot, he was short.
Yeah, he was short and kind of heavy.
Short and heavy. Now, does that sound like Oswald's vote?
Did you testify before the Warren Commission about this?
I haven't said anything to anyone.
Did anyone come to see you after the murder of Officer Tippit?
Yes, he was a man who came. I don't know what he was. He came to my house and talked to me. But I don't know what he looked like policing to me.
He did. Did he have a gun?
Yes, he wore a gun.
Mrs. Clemens, how long after Tippit was shot did this man with a gun come to visit you?
About two days. It was about 2 days.
2 days after the murder.
Someone might hurt me.
Okay, so Miss Clemens here, an eyewitness to the shooting of Dallas police officer J.D. Tippit, had an individual come to her house 2 days after the assassination. She was an eyewitness. She described the shooter as heavy set, short. As this man comes into her house, she has a conversation with him, and he wanted to assure her not to talk to anybody else about what she's seen concerning the assassination of Dallas police officer J.D. Tippit. Did you hear this from the Warren Commission? Did you hear this from the mainstream media, just like that last eyewitness? Absolutely not, because it counters the narrative. This man told her he wanted to make sure that she didn't get hurt. Well, remember what they did to the guy before that, folks. And it's interesting, none of these eyewitness accounts were ever brought in to the Warren Commission's report. Not a one of them. And folks, this is only three of a whole plethora of tabs that I have up right now. Not a one of them was brought into the Warren Commission's report. Why? Because it counters the narrative. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Rachel from Michigan. I know God orchestrated my encounter with Bradley Dean this past summer. His radio show instantly became my family's favorite. We are so thankful for his bold message bringing light to the issues we are facing. If you want the truth from a biblical and constitutional perspective, then you've come to the right place.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I was sharing with everybody earlier, at least for the first three segments here, that what we're doing is we're speaking to the conspiracy deniers, which, by the way, 94% don't believe the media. But when it comes to the truth of the matter, they believe the media. They're hypocrites. Matthew 23, verse 3, and yet they think they're so wise. Romans 1:22, in fact, they're not in any sense of the word. But we're confronting the conspiracy deniers with the actual eyewitnesses to the assassination, and I'm sorry to say, 60 years later. Did you guys know that that route that President Kennedy was on, did you know that that was changed the day before to put him in a kind of a unique turn to set him up to be shot from the right, the left, and the back? Did you guys all know that? I just wanted to make clear you all understood what was going on, right? Isn't it amazing how many people stood down after that? Isn't it also amazing that the assassination was protected from start to finish concerning the conspiracy that they were a part of, including the medical industry? Matter of fact, his limousine, and I'll show you this in just a moment, was actually flown to D.C. immediately. And notice the body parts of JFK were missing once his body arrived in D.C. too. It gets weird. It gets really weird. Do you know that when there's not a conspiracy, you don't have any of this? It's clear information. It's a straight line. Nobody questions it. But when there is a conspiracy, you got 15 different questions going on, right? Why? Because the conspiracies are controlled within, and how do you control a conspiracy? Give out 15, 20, 30, 40, 50 different narratives to confuse the people. And that's exactly what happened. And yet we had our friends from overseas come over into America and tell us it was our government that did it. They were also the ones to share with us that over 400 eyewitnesses to the assassination died mysteriously. We just had one guy up a couple minutes ago, folks, explain to you how when he came forward to the FBI, 2 days later, they tried to assassinate him. Anybody think, well, maybe that's a little odd? Some mysterious shooter. Isn't that interesting? 2 days after he gave his testimony to the FBI, 2 days later, they tried to assassinate him. Wow. 2 plus 2 equals, just curious, equals 4, doesn't it? Yep, it does. Let's go to this guy. He's a railroad worker. His name is Richard Dodd. These are brand new videos that have been released to the people. And I want you to see him, and I want you to hear him, because it confronts everybody that let the truth fall in the street. It truly does. This is Richard Dodd. He eyewitnessed the shooting from the front. He was up on top of the bridge as Kennedy was coming towards him. Let's see what he has to say.
Where were you on November 22nd, Mr. Dodd?
I was standing on the underpass, Commerce Underpass in Dallas, Texas.
Were you there alone?
No, I was along with three friends of mine.
Railroad men?
Yeah, all railroad men.
Mr. Holland was one of them.
That's right.
And did you see anything which might indicate to you where the shots came from?
Well, we all three seen, four seen about the same thing as the shots. The smoke came from behind the hedge on the north side of the plaza, and a motorcycle policeman dropped his motorcycle in the street with his gun in his hand and run up the embankment to the hedge. And then I went north to look around the corner to see if there's anyone behind the hedge and met Special Agent at Katy Railroad, and he went down there, and I walked along with him to see if there were any tracks there, in which there were tracks, and cigarette butts were laying where someone had been standing on a bumper.
See, isn't it interesting as well, friends, the famous pictures of the police pointing the finger at the book depository? But isn't it interesting how what was completely, that was a distraction, what was completely ignored were all the eyewitnesses, over 200 people that ran to the grassy knoll where they said the shots came from. Well, that's what this guy's doing as well, okay? And this is exactly how the media reports, okay? They don't care about the truth. Listen, I've been under attack by the media long enough to understand they already have the narrative set. They don't care about the truth. They want to paint in your minds the version of truth or the version of their lie. They want to cast it into your mind regardless if it's true or not. And that is illegal in this country. Let's go back to this guy.
Looking over the fence or something.
Were you questioned by agents of any government agency on November 22nd, Mr. Dodd?
Yes, we were. We taken over to the courthouse.
They were questioned as well.
By, I suppose, Secret Service men of some kind.
Okay, and so he said suppose. It sounds like he's questioning exactly what's going on as well during this time, like so many did. Okay?
Asked me quite a few questions about the same as I've told you men here today.
But you were never called as a witness by the Warren.
No, I never was called.
Eyewitness is not being called by the Warren Commission. Hmm. Hey, all of you conspiracy deniers, how you feeling right now? Probably about this small, 81% of the people don't believe it, yet the 19%, yet that doesn't fly with the 94% that say they don't believe. Whoa, whole lot of hypocrisy. You know why people go along with the narrative of the media? Because they know that truth demands a response. And if there is some truth that fell in the street, they know that within themselves they have to do their best to ignore it, because if they don't, then they're going to actually have to deal with it. The definition, coward. un-American, okay?
So it says the Warren Report, and in the index your name is not listed, and there's no reference in the whole 888 pages to the fact that you were up there and you saw what you saw.
So this reporter is saying to Richard Dodd, a witness to the assassination, along with his friends that were with him, that all eyewitnessed the assassination, he said not one word of your testimony was entered into the Warren Commission. Americans, my goodness! This is on all of us. We need to write this.
Heard what you heard.
Well, I don't know about that.
See, they want you to question. They want you to question eyewitnesses. Okay, and what they do is they keep driving their narrative, their lies. They keep driving their lies until you get to the point where you say, "I don't care anymore." Well. Then guess what? You just gave way to more tyranny. This guy did not let the truth fall on the street in any sense of the word. This is an eyewitness to it.
But there was something that looked to me like it going on there that somebody should have found out something. A man walk up and shoot a man handcuffed to a couple of policemen and get away with it. Why? I figured there's something else going on besides what it should be.
Well, that was the consensus of the American people during
where
that
were you on
particular
time.
I don't know if you're aware of that or not. But again, I said 81% of the people don't believe the mainstream media, and this is exactly why. Somebody keeps talking about truth being the first casualty in every war. That's exactly right. This is another method of dividing the people one against another. Okay, I want to show you this one more. It's as I just highlighted a couple minutes ago. Kennedy's limousine was flown back to D.C. and examined thoroughly by the FBI agents. Yeah, right. Okay, I want you to listen to this carefully, folks, because it gets... There was several eyewitnesses that seen bullets from the front of the vehicle, and that's right when it was at the hospital. And what's interesting to note, friends, and I'm not sure I'm going to even have time to do this right now, but what was interesting to note is after the FBI got done with it, there was no more bullets on the front of the limousine of John F. Kennedy and the car that he was in when he was assassinated. So, again, we got to think about what's going on here, friends, because we know without a shadow of a doubt that we are being lied to on a massive scale, and it's got to stop. It's got to stop. So let me show you this real quick, and let's see how far we can get into this, okay? Some noticed a hole in the front of the window. They were pushed away by Secret Service agents when they wanted to examine the hole. Charlie Taylor, FBI, wrote in his report, saw a hole in the front window. Bullet fragments were removed. The bullet fragments were removed. Why? Because it didn't fit the narrative, okay? Then we had Stavius Ellis. He was a motorcycle police officer. He said you could put a pencil through the hole, the bullet hole. Secret Service said it was only a crack. So Secret Service was countering eyewitness accounts and tampering with evidence. Harold R. Freeman said, I could touch it. It was a hole. Okay? It was a hole. Why did they have the foxes around the car? Because it can't counter the narrative. Folks, this is how the media is in operation, not just in America, but all over this planet. We have a responsibility to be the light in this dark place, Ephesians 5:11.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker, your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.